Nick Mott here for Lindley Clothing. Got the fall sale at 132nd Dodge coming up September 28th through October 7th. And new season, need to update your fall wardrobe. Talking about layering pieces, jackets, Husker, Creighton gear as well. Also, we got a fall wedding coming up. They got two tailors on staff there to make you look like $1 million. So that's spinning $1 million. They got awesome suits, blazers, shirts, slacks, whatever you need to look sharp. They got you covered. Also, Echo shoes in brown and black to go great with suits and casual wear and awesome jeans. Tons of other good stuff. Ties all on sale starting September 28th. So skip the mall, park right at the door, 132nd and Dodge. Inside, you're not going to be left wandering around. Going to get great service from John and the gang. So visit Lindley Clothing, 132nd and Dodge. Look your best with Lindley Clothing. So breaking news that just happened 20 minutes ago. Sean Eichhorst has been fired. That's right. Don't adjust your radio. Sean Eichhorst has been fired. There was a statement from Chancellor Ronnie Green, who will meet with the media in about an hour, said Sean has led Nebraska athletics in many positive ways, but those efforts have not translated into on-field performance. Our fans, our student-athletes deserve leadership that drives the highest level of competitiveness as well as excellence across all facets in Husker athletics. I think, you don't have to be a genius to look and say, the basketball team's been struggling. The football team's been struggling. You're ultimately going to be judged on how your teams are performing, and in particular the football team. This was ultimately Sean Eichhorst was tied to his fate, to me, is tied at the hip. Riley and him are tied together. I think it's a window into people not feeling like the football situation's going well. That's not too shocking. And I think, in terms of how does this impact this football season, I think it sets a pretty crystal clear set of requirements for what Mike Riley's got to do. I mean, he's got to go out there, and it feels like it's a tall task for Coach Riley to be retained next year. Just because oftentimes when athletic directors take over, they want to get their guy in place. So the search for a new athletic director will begin immediately. I think there is obviously a name in Trev Alberts is someone that makes way too much sense, right? I mean, he was an All-American national champion defensive lineman at Nebraska, so he's a football guy. He understands the culture of Nebraska. He knows the boosters. He knows the landscape of this entire area. I think there's way too much about Trev Alberts that makes sense, but bottom line right now, pretty amazing. Yeah, I think it shows that there were people that had to get everything in a row to actually make the move and pull the trigger on this thing to part ways with Sean Eichhorst. Not too surprising to me. Not too surprised. It felt like we were trending towards this. I didn't wake up today thinking this would happen. But I certainly felt like we were trending towards this. 402-951-1620. Let's grab a couple of calls here. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm triggered. Okay. I'm triggered, Nick.
Nice, I like it. I like it.
I can't believe that they fired him now. I am not an Eichhorst fan. I agree that he should probably hit the bricks, but this essentially says that Riley's a dead man walking. And what does it say to the recruiting classes that are sitting out there already wavering after a loss to a MAC team? And here we are firing our AD and just hinting that at the end of this season, which appears to be going in the direction of catastrophe.
Right.
Our coaching staff is going to hit the bricks as well. We are talent deficient as a program. It's the most glaring thing that I see each and every week, and we're reloading that, and this is just going to kill it. I just can't believe they would make this decision now. It's such a knee-jerk, reactionary move that I can't tell you, Nick.
Yeah, Tim, there's a lot of truth to what you're talking about. I mean, I think it's crystal clear if we're being honest about what this – I mean, this makes – this sets forth the circumstances for this staff to be – it's – you would think those guys are dead man are a bunch of dead men walking. That's what you would think. Now, I'm getting a lot of this. Fred saying, do you think they already had someone in line to make a move this swift? That's probably what I would lean towards. I would think they got someone in mind. You know, I would think if you make the move now, you feel like you got someone in mind. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on, man. I got to contradict the last caller. Why do it now? I think we give the recruits some hope. we give them a little, hey, we want to win. You know, we're not going to go status quo and go 500 anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a change that had to happen. The doom and gloom that's been looming around for the last couple of weeks has been more detrimental to the recruits than finally somebody saying, hey, let's get this done, right? Let's do something. Let's get it rolling again. I'm more ecstatic than I've been, since, I don't know, when they hired Riley. So I'm excited. Good things to come.
Yeah. I just think ultimately, does it put, anytime you make a big, big move like this, it puts things in flux. But, Nebraska was trending towards that anyways. I just don't think anybody felt confident in Sean Eichhorst leading the athletic department. And I think for the powers that be to make this decision tells me that the big decision makers aren't, because again, I have said from the start that, and everybody has, Mike Riley and Sean Eichhorst to me were tied at the hip. They might as well have bought a two-bedroom apartment together because they were either going to prosper here or fail here together. And so I think as much as this tells you, obviously, that the problems that Sean Eichhorst had, I think this also is a window into how a lot of the big decision makers feel about Mike Riley right now, too. I think it's all-encompassing. Now, we usually have an idea of timelines for when coaches are hired. I'm not sure what the timeline would be like for an athletic director, Because this is, you don't see very many times where athletic directors get canned in September. 402-951-1620. Dave is up next. Dave, fire away.
Good afternoon, Nick. Here's your timeline for the new athletic director, Trev Alberts, on my TV at 5, behind a podium. There you go. I got to disagree with you a little bit because you said Riley's doing a different – or announcing that he's doing different prep for the game, and you think that's kind of a red flag. Well, I think we've got – there's red flags everywhere already. And if you don't do something like fire Eichhorst, don't do something. Who are you serving? And you can't just stay the course.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think we're talking about two different things here. I'm talking about his comment with Riley there. I was talking about getting after people in practice. I'm certainly right now we're talking about the big picture, broad direction of the athletic department. And now all of a sudden with Sean Eichhorst out, that's a big, it's a big deal. I'd imagine a lot of those coaches there can't be feeling too good about their future. Puts a lot of pressure now on the final 9 games of the season. And, I feel like we were trending. I got to make it clear. I didn't see it coming today. I think anybody that says they didn't see this coming at all, I think is being totally disingenuous. The athletic department has not the big high-profile sports have not been performing well. And in particular, the football program, which is the face of the athletic department. 402-951-1620. Richard is up next. Richard, fire away.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I just wanted to get in and say, number one, great show. But on the news of the day, this comes down to me of Eichhorst had to go. And I'm not talking just because of what happened last Saturday or anything else, but you look at how he's handled 10 miles, you look at where the football program's up, just like you said, it's all the big ticket sports, there has to be improvement. And the thing that I think with this move that people need to realize is no matter what he decided, so say Riley turns it around and we get to 7-5, which is not good enough at Nebraska, does anybody trust any decision that Eichhorst would make? No, they don't. So you have to get – you have to bring someone else in to make that decision. And the last thing I want to say is, okay, we made the decision, but we talk about where this program's been and how it's been run. You can't go on the cheap. You got to go get a real big-time administrator. You got to pony up the money, and you got to throw all the cards on the table. This is not time for someone who's never run. Like Trev Albert, I like the guy. I want him to be here someday. But this is not the time for that guy. We need to go get a big-time dude to come in, run this thing and fix it. That's all I got.
Yep, appreciate the phone call, Richard, at 402-951-1620. I think you get what you pay for, obviously, when it comes to administrators and coaches. But by the same token, Eichhorst was one of the highest paid athletic directors in the country. I think the big thing is it's got to fit. You know, I mean, this is someone that's got to fit. Whew. Let's grab one more phone call. Jason is up next. Jason, go ahead.
Nick, this is awesome. I love this news. This is the biggest dumpster fire we've had in 50 years. Something had to be done before the end of the season. They had to make this move now to get the next coach in here and start building on next year. This year was already thrown away no matter what. Wins, losses. How are you going to get recruits when you're winning three games out of the year? I mean, right. This guy with his recruiting, he ain't
you can't
sell
think about that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't keep people employed that you don't think are the right people for the job. Just for a 17-year-old defensive back, you know.
Yeah,
you can't think about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the big picture is this had to happen, and I'm so happy. I can't wait to see who they get, but it's got to be better than Eichhorst.
Yeah. Yeah,
thanks, Nick.
Yeah, you got it, Jason, at 402-951-1620. All right, Don, Aaron, John, stay right there. We'll take a break. Stay on clock here. I got one line open for you at 402-951-1620. Nebraska announced they have fired athletic director Sean Eichhorst. You know, this could be a window into just the next chapter of Nebraska football. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot of people feeling like this chapter isn't going to end well. Let's start this process now. Wow, does it make Saturday even more interesting? Goodness gracious. All right. More talk on Sean Eichhorst being fired. We come back.